The General Secretary of the Federation of Labour, Abraham Compson, says utility providers have a strong case in asking for an increase in tariffs. However, it must be looked at against the ability of consumers to pay. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Compson said negotiations and education on the issue will have to be stepped up to enable consumers to better understand why they should pay more. He spoke to George Ankwa.
The GRAECD, they were all there to explain their situation to us. And they have a very strong case. But the ability of consumers to pay is another thing. So what do we do? Do we refuse to pay for the system to collapse? Because they have come up with very strong arguments to justify the increases that they are bringing about. And we are saying we don't have the means. We cannot pay. And we should remember that this time around, it is not only the VRE that is generating the power. We have other private power generators, that is power producers, companies that are producing this power that we are using. And so if we as consumers are unable to also adjust ourselves to meet their demand, it to mean that they have to fold up. And you can imagine what is going to happen to us all. So we are discussing with our constituents and see how best we can bring them up to understand the issues and how we're going to. But if you want to equate this to the wage increase that we have been given, that one, I don't think that we even want to pay anything at all to the service providers. If we want to say that, oh, but we had 10% increase, we had a 14% increase, so why do you increase your tariffs to that level, 100%, that and that option? But if that is the argument, I think that then we should be prepared to sleep in darkness perpetually.
No consumer would want to sleep in darkness. No consumer would also want to refuse to pay if they understand the issues on the table very properly. I'm coming from a constituent where there are a lot of wastage in the system. When these water bodies are being polluted with reckless abandon, and it has to take the water company so much dollars to buy chemicals to do whatever they have to do before they bring that water to the consuming public. Why can't we stop the pollutants?
Yes, it's a fact. Even if you go to these washing car wash places, they use treated water to wash cars. You see the wastage.
And even those who are watering gardens as well as pipe best, when you call water company, they don't respond.
They don't respond. That's why I agree with you. But you see, these issues, I think that the nationwide, well, this outreach program that they have undertaken, I don't know how it's going to work. Because if you look at the composition of the QIC board, you have the chairman, one person nominated by the Trade Union Congress, one person nominated by the AGI, and one representative of domestic consumers. They are all seven on the board. Once we are represented as workers and employers of manufacturers and even consumers, because the composition is saying that one representative of domestic consumers, who is representing domestic consumers? And don't they raise issues? Because if you are going around this forum that was organized for labor on Friday, how do you even discuss this thing and take decisions there? Whereas we have the board that have our representatives on it. It is at that level that some of these issues should be taken seriously and exhaustively discussed. So if you go around and if you tell people like this, that means that our reps are not performing. That is the problem that I have. Around, yes, but what are the representatives doing there?
On arguments that the PURC be reconstituted, Mr. Compson said that is not the panacea to the problem. He said measures should rather be put in place for the Ghana Water Company, for instance, to fix prepaid meters to enable the consumer to pay for what is consumed.
If they have to reconstitute the PURC board, because people raise figures against the PRO of PURC, what has the PRO done? Nothing. The board is not about the PRO or not about the executive secretary or the chairman.
Perhaps people are talking about the need for proper education on the energy situation, the utility situation, and conservation, which they are not doing.
We need education. If you go to developed countries, you cannot waste. They will not tolerate wastage. It will go against you. And it is education. People think that everything is for free. You go to somebody's house, the tap will be running, even in your own home. If the bills are deterrent, you will not allow your tap to run waste. You will do that. Send me this light prepaid card. It's really all right. You make sure that you don't leave your light on even in the daytime, because it will go against you. Your credit will finish and you have to go and buy more. So people are very careful using electricity. So the water, unfortunately, I have a problem with the using to also make water consuming to prepaid. Because the ordinary person who depend on potable water, you want him to pay up front and then before he can use. That one, the person will be compelled to go to the streams, to go to the gutters and fetch water and use, which eventually will also bring problems, which will come on the government. If the person is sick, to use the health insurance and money to pay to be another thing. So I think that for the ECG prepaid, that's okay. But for water, they should really think deep, make sure that they don't introduce a system that will create problems for society.
Mr. Kumsen, should we pay increase on utility bills or not?
We should pay.